continue on the roll of decent, nice weather. Overhead tonight, a clear sky. And we'll start Tuesday morning with a low somewhere around the lower 50s to the low 60s. Tuesday afternoon, sunny skies, 70s. Wednesday, few fair weather clouds, mostly 70s. Thursday with clouds, chance of showers, 70s, followed by sunny, gusty again, and much cooler Friday with the afternoon high of 60s. Ralph Sanjay, WGF Show. Come to the Slidell Gun and Knife Show, November 6th and 7th, to see thousands of handguns, rifles, and shotguns, plus knives, personal protection items, and ammunition. Bring your gun to sell or trade. They offer appraisals and instant background checks. The Slidell Gun and Knife Show at the Harbor Center, Slidell. Take I-10 to Oak Harbor, exit 261. Saturday, November 6th, 9 to 5. Sunday, November 7th, 10 to 4. At the Harbor Center, Slidell.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth and also find things in our country that we can unite on. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I'm broadcasting from WGSO 990 AM Studios. However, you can always hear my podcast at William Wallace for America on any podcast app. Catch some interviews on William Wallace for America on my Facebook page and YouTube. And if you check my YouTube channel out or my Facebook page, you can see two really great interviews that I did here in the last week, one of which is with Michael Lunsford of Citizens for New Louisiana. That's a real interesting one when you hear some stuff on there. It's going on with our government, fiscally speaking, I'll say. And then also, I interviewed on my Facebook page David Clement last night, Facebook Live. That will also be on YouTube and as a podcast later. But David Clements, I met him at the Mike Lindell Symposium, and he is going around the country talking about election integrity, something of which we should all agree on. Speaking of election integrity, I believe that if we had more election integrity, better elections, safer elections, more accurate elections, elections that were auditable, and elections that were more accessible, and I'll add this, elections that actually found ways to get more people to show up. For instance, and what I mean by that is having Election Day a national holiday. Imagine that. Maybe once a year, maybe twice a year, whatever it takes to get people to the polls. They don't want to do that, because they love how they're managing the money right now. They absolutely love it. I was going to open my show with this. Of course, I got another little intro idea, which I did. But is anybody paying attention? Is anybody paying attention to what's going on, fiscally speaking? I know. A lot of you are saying, well, I'm paying attention. I know $3.5 trillion, blah, blah, blah. I got it. Great, you know about it. But everybody's too busy to do anything about it. Now, let me say this. No, we cannot do this in any way other than peacefully, professionally, calmly. You got to say that nowadays. We can't storm the Capitol. Then they'll think we're nuts, because that would be nuts. But they would make an example out of us forever, like they did the people on January 6th. Whether or not you believe they were really Trump supporters, or whether you think they're Antifa, whatever you think they are, the media will make a narrative out of it, and we lose. Just like we lost a lot of ground on election report, election stuff, because of what happened on January 6th. So my point is, not just to ask if you're paying attention, but we got to call our senators, our congressmen, because if you're not paying attention, surprise, they're going to tax the rich. Of course, they're saying they're going to implement. Basically, here's what that means. They're going to set up a new tax law. I'm summarizing, kind of giving you the gist of it. They're going to put together some kind of new tax law. And it's going to say, we're going to tax anybody making over a certain amount of money, which is what they're doing or trying to do. They're only going to tax, you know, the, you know, richest, you know, 0.5% or what is it, 700 people or 100 people, whatever it is. We're only going to tax the rich. And we're going to give it away to all the illegal immigrants. Like, they're going to get $450,000. When this news story first came out, I really thought it was a joke. I said, they're not that stupid. This has got to be a joke. This has got to be, you know, some, you know, whatever, spook. And then come to find out, it's true. So they're telling you on one hand they're going to tax the rich, but then instead of telling you they're going to give it away to the poor, hooray, they'll give it to the poor, help everybody, right? They're going to give it to the illegal aliens. Imagine that. $450,000, you cross the border, you can't speak English, you cross the border, and you get $450,000. It's like a prize. You travel the desert, you went to the Rio Grande, you evaded border patrol, you know, you survived the coyotes. So here's your prize. But they're going to tax the rich, give it to the illegal. If you really think that's what's going to happen, I mean, look, don't get me wrong, the $400,000 is making more than Republicans mad. It's making a lot of Democrats mad, too. But if you really think they're going to tax the rich and stop there, let me tell you this. If they took all of the money from that top wealth group that they're saying that they're going to tax, they took all their savings, Congress would be able to run government for less than a year. So what happens after they tax the bejesus out of the rich? They're not going to take all their money. They're just going to take a percentage of what they've got here that they can get to that is going to fall in a certain tax code that gives them access, that they get access to. But they're not going to stop there, because when the rich figure it out with their accountant, or they hide the money and they pay what they got to pay, they take their little hit, and Congress sees that stream of income going down, guess what? Then they just rearrange the tax law. They reword it. They refigure it out to get a little bit deeper into the population. So maybe they get the billionaires and they run out of money pretty quick. Then they're going to go to the mega millionaires, the ones with, you know, 500 million, a couple hundred million. And they're going to grab them in some, by redoing the tax law. And they'll find, and let me tell you something. In the meantime, they're going to find how to use the money to their benefit to keep them in office longer. Okay? They're going to make the illegals rich. So the illegals are going to go, wow, where did this $450,000 check come from? Oh, it came from the Democrats. Oh, well, I'm going to vote Democrat. Sign me up. Democrats are giving away $450,000. Sign me up. And that's what's going to happen there. And then when they run out of money with the uber rich, then they got to go just to the multimillionaires. Them figure out who they got to give that money to satisfy them, to get that group of people on their side. And then when they run out of money, because, again, remember, the billionaires can only fund government for less than a year. And there's fewer of them, granted. But then the mega millionaires, there's a little bit more of them, you know, number-wise, but they got less money. So maybe they fund government for another year. Meanwhile, like I said, Congress, Democrats are figuring out who to give the money to get more voters. So when they eventually have to go after the middle class, they will have a large percentage of the population on their side to, one, not only keep them in office, but two, be the go-along, get-along people that go, hey, we like you. We're going to keep you in office. Keep taking their money and giving us what we need, and we'll keep voting for you. More of this socialism after the break here with me, William Wallace for America.
PDW Solutions has everything you need for your Second Amendment needs. Personal defense, training, concealed carry, and so much more for your personal and home security needs. To see what they have, visit them online or make an appointment to visit their store in person. PDW Solutions is on Facebook at PDW Solutions LLC or on the web at pdwsolutions.com. They aren't politically correct, so you may get an opinion on how they really feel about gun control. And their inventory shows they support the rights of the individual to keep and bear arms. Jana McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jana McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
Does your company need to wear a mask to be compliant? Do you feel masks are needed to stop the spread? Or do you have a company that needs to offer protection? National Mask USA offers masks that are 100% made in the USA with a facility right here in Louisiana. Masks made in the USA offer peace of mind that they will be made reliably, sanitary, and with American workers to help the U.S. economy. To find out how to get bulk quantity level 1, 3, and KN95 masks, call 504-399-3031. That's 504-3031.
Each year, hurricanes and major flooding threaten cities, towns, and rural homes across the Gulf states. So chances are there will be more storms and floods near here again. And between school, sports, and social lives, chances are you won't be with your kids when it happens. Will they know what to do? Ready.gov/kids has all the educational tools and information to make the conversation easy. When the time comes, chances are they'll feel prepared, not scared. So talk with your family today.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
Double M Feed in Harahan has everything you need for your garden. And not just for maintenance, but what you will need to create the perfect garden for your home or vegetable garden. They have pet supplies, livestock feed, and they have the expertise that's needed for lawn, garden, and pest control. Go there to shop or just to get some great ideas for future needs. And they are full service. So don't worry about the heavy stuff. They are at 8400 Jefferson Highway in Harahan, or call them at 504-738-5007.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in there. I'm on the phone here, calling into the station to do a show on the road. And we got Matthew, who's also calling in. Matthew, how are you today?
I'm doing all right. Gotta put things back together after Ida. So do you think that the Democrats are actually going to tax their campaign donors?
Tax the campaign donors?
Yeah, the billionaires. Yeah, the people who...
Gotcha. Well, you know, it's interesting because I think if it were just Biden making the decisions, I don't know that it would be as possible, because I think Biden is politically than that. I don't
think Biden makes many decisions, to be honest with you. Let's go, Brandon.
Right.
No, they're not going to campaign. They're not going to tax campaign donors.
Matthew, let me answer your question. But I think that I don't think that Biden's running the show, and so I don't think that the people that are running the show really think about what's politically expedient or better politically. I think that they just know tax rich, take money, fund social programs, run up debt, don't care because we don't know. We have soy milk for our blood. What do you think about
that? Well, yeah, you're talking about the squad, which is, you know, one wing of the Democrat Party. That's the social justice Democrats, or socialism justice, we should say. Now, there's the other wing of the Democrats. That's the fascist Democrats. They are the ones that want everything to be, shall we say, all the narratives to be harmonized, and basically everything to be the government and big business working hand in glove to get good things done for the people. And if you have a problem with that, it must be that you are a horrible, phobic histophobe.
Yeah, the corporations will basically run the economic engine, and the politicians will, you know, distribute the money as they need to keep both of them in power and in control.
Yeah, it sounds like a system designed by an Italian socialist. What was that called? Oh, fascism.
Oh my goodness, you got a good one there. You know, now
what you have going on in the Democrat Party is communists versus fascists.
So do the Antifa people work with the communists well, or do you think that they're fighting over who gets more control after they make their final attempt at a takeover?
Well, the Antifa people are actual communists. But the problem is they keep thinking that they keep going after Republicans and, you know, people, those of us on the right, thinking that somehow we're fascists when we're really the real anti-fascists.
Exactly. But it's amazing that the Antifa people say they're against fascism, but they're bringing in people who live by fascism and socialism.
Right. I mean, everybody keeps getting distracted by the fact that, you know, they keep putting their fists in your mouth. But if you actually talk to them about what their actual beliefs are, they're just flat-out communists. But they, you know, they generally lean Democrat if they, you know, have any connection to any... current U.S. political party, it would be the social justice wing, the Ilhan Omars and the AOCs of the Democrat Party.
Well, so who do you think wins this internal struggle, Matthew? Because that's exactly what this
is. I think the money talks and the BS walks between you and me. It's going to be interesting to see what comes out of Congress. And it's also going to be interesting to see how much Biden can get away with just under executive authority, or rather the people surrounding Biden who are controlling, you know, the puppeteers. Like this $450,000, I'm thinking to myself, I don't know how they get away with that. I understand the auspices under which they're doing it. They're doing it to settle a lawsuit that was brought by the ACLU. I'm not sure how that happens, but I know if they thought they could get away with it, it would have already happened. A part of it is just to piss us off because they know that we are phobic histophobes who will rise up in rebellion so they can crush us with their F-15s and their nukes. You know, Joe Biden does like to wave those around at us quite a bit.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens if and when they do that. But the problem is this, that just like this $3.5 trillion spending bill that they have not been able to get through yet, there's the Republicans have to stand strong on this. And I lose confidence in the Republican establishment. I really do. Plenty of times when needed it the most, they weren't there for us. Now,
well, they're also scared to death of the news media.
Right. But I think what's happening is they're actually starting to watch the polls. And they're actually starting to watch, you know, because if you notice, in the very beginning of this this new spending bill, you had a few more Republicans that looked like they could be peeled away. You even had some of your Republicans that did get peeled away. But now, as it gets closer to the final vote and final passage, you're seeing less Republicans, you know, as amenable to it. And I think it's because they're watching what's happening in Virginia. They're watching
New Jersey.
Yes. And they're seeing more people talk about election integrity and actually challenging all these elections. They're watching it happen. So they're waking up a little bit, which is why I've been saying, if we the people just get loud, vocal, speak up, speak out, we don't have to show up with pitchforks. We just have to show up waving American flags and our vote. And we'll win if we do that, because they know the people outnumber them, and in a peaceful way, we win. Matthew,
well,
I got 30 seconds.
Ears,
30 seconds. Matthew, you got 30 seconds.
Well, your lips to God's ears, and get on gas. Ciao.
All right. Thank you very much. Everybody else, pay and tune in here after the break with more of me, William Wallace, for America.
PDW Solutions has everything you need for your Second Amendment needs. Personal defense, training, concealed carry, and so much more for your personal and home security needs. To see what they have, visit them online or make an appointment to visit their store in person. PDW Solutions is on Facebook at PDW Solutions LLC or on the web at pdwsolutions.com. They aren't politically correct, so you may get an opinion on how they really feel about gun control. And their inventory shows they support the rights of the individual to keep and bear arms.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Golden Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. The COVID vaccine rate among 12 to 18-year-olds in Louisiana is 35%. And with the COVID vaccine expected to be approved for 5 to 11-year-olds, will parents get them vaccinated? Dr. Ben Springate with LSU Health New Orleans says he thinks a third will have them vaccinated ASAP, and others will speak with their pediatrician first. But he says there are minimal side effects reported in youngsters.
Certainly there's going to be continued observation of this, further study. There's going to be millions of children getting these vaccines that will provide the greater opportunity to review data, but we feel very positively about the side effect profile so far.
The FDA has approved COVID shots for kids 5 to 11. The CDC approved those shots today. A Bossier City man is charged with inappropriate contact with two minors. Bossier Sheriff's deputies say a tip led them to 72-year-old Jimmy Dillard, who reportedly admitted the three separate acts with two kids younger than 13, one of which happened in his home. Charged with molestation, Dillard's bond is $600,000. This is news on LRN.
Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing provide decades of dependability, and we stand behind our products. Hear from Mueller employees about how our customer relationships are built on integrity and trust.
Mueller being around for 90 years shows that we stand the test of time for our customers.
Trust is a gradual thing that's built. It's not something that happens just overnight.
Mueller's done an excellent job of creating a culture where we care about the customer, we care about the products that we're selling, and we want to be there for whatever they might need.
The foundation of the Mueller culture is people helping people. Thanks to you, our customers, we've been privileged to serve our communities for 90 years. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com. Mueller Inc., metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guests to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience.
The 32nd Annual New Orleans Film Festival invites guests to virtually explore over 170 films, plus presenting screenings at the Orpheum, The Broad, AMC Elmwood Theaters, and at the Broadside Outdoor Cinema. The New Orleans Film Festival runs November 5th to 21st. Visit NewOrleansFilmFestival.org for ticket and pass purchase info, film schedule, and how to watch from wherever you are. And just a friendly reminder, New Orleans Film Society members get free passes and great discounts at different levels. Visit NewOrleansFilmFestival.org for more information.
Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner, because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trey Boss has ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trayvon Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff. Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
All right, everybody. So I'm laying in bed the other night, and I was watching one of the replays of one of the, it was obviously Sunday night, and I'm watching the replays of the Sunday morning shows, and Pete Buttigieg is on there being interviewed, and he literally says that borrowing this $3.5 trillion is going to make our inflation go down and make our economy better. So I think he just, was it raised or lowered the bar, whatever the saying is, to how stupid this administration thinks we are. First off, Pete Buttigieg, or however you say his last name, isn't even qualified to be transportation secretary. I know he was mayor or something of wherever, small town America. And I'm not criticizing that at all, because I love small town America. We get a lot of really good elected officials out of there. However, he's our Department of Transportation secretary, speaking on the economy and telling us that borrowing $3.5 trillion is making our economy better. Now, that is like telling, you know, Joe Citizen, hey, if you borrow $1 million, your finances are going to be better, right? They're all going to be better, but we got another thing for you to think about. You borrow $1 million, and your children and grandchildren are going to pay the note for you. See? It's going to be great. Right? You don't have, you're going to get to enjoy it, and you're not going to have to pay a dime, because after all, it doesn't cost anything, right? Borrowing $3.5 trillion doesn't cost anything. So if that's the case, then why not borrow $1 million? Because it's going to make my household better. It's going to, I'm not going to have to pay for it. And my kids are, my grandkids will pay it off for me. Somebody's going to pay it off. I don't have to pay it off. And it's going to make my life all better. Well, let's talk about that for a second. It might make your life better. It might go, wow, you know, I could buy a bigger house. I can go on some more vacations. I can do this. I can, you know, I'm not going to have to pay any bills. I'm just going to live off $1 million. Okay. Sounds great. Now, let's just take it at face value that you're not going to have to pay it off, and you're just going to have to live on it. Because chances are, if you got $1 million, you'll be able to live on that pretty much the rest of your life, right? Well, problem is, as with the lottery and winnings, many people win $1 million. And you see the follow-up stories and years down the road on what happens to them. You hear more and more people that inherit, win a lot of money, even the people that when they got, you get a free house, because I think they stopped doing that. The whole free house thing, people would win a house, and then they'd mortgage it, and then they'd be bankrupt. There was, I don't know about how many stories, there's a lot of stories like that of how that happened to people. Same thing with $1 million. You borrow $1 million, are you going to be frugal with that money? Are you going to watch how you spend? You're going to buy a small house, invest it, and just live small for the rest of your life living large, but living small, and manage it. And then, you know, later in the road when you die, the mortgage comes due or the bank says, hey, somebody's going to pay the mortgage on this house. And it ends up being your kids. That's what the government's doing. They're going to borrow money, spend the shit out of it. Oops, did I say that I bleeped there? Spend the daylights out of it. And then, after they spend the daylights out of it, they're going to make your kids and grandkids pay for it in the form of higher taxes. And less freedoms, because that's how that's going to happen. Because our children and grandchildren aren't going to make enough money to pay off the trillions of dollars in debt. Because if this $3.5 trillion deal goes through, we're going to be over $30 trillion in debt. It's not only unsustainable, it would be great if the government had a way to borrow the money and invest it and make more money. But that's just the problem. Money, government does not create money, doesn't create jobs, it doesn't create businesses, its only source of income is taking your money. And it's as simple as that. And once it uses that money, it needs another source. Which goes back to the example that if you as an individual borrow $1 million and you don't have to pay any of it back until after you die, your kids pay it back, government's going to need more money. Because at that point, think about this. This is great. I just thought of this. At the point of government running out of the money that they borrow, the $3.5 trillion, and they just the time that they need somebody to start paying it back in the way of higher taxes, they're still going to need more money to operate government on a daily basis. Because government's not going to stop needing money to pay its light bills or pay its employees or pay the military or buy more airplanes because they left, you know, $1 billion of airplanes and military supplies in Afghanistan. They're going to need more money, and they're going to need the money that they loaned you paid back. So our children and grandchildren are going to need to pay not only the debt that their parents borrow today, i.e. government in the name of them, and they're going to borrow the money to be able to pay, or they're going to have to pay the money that they need to pay ongoing government, and guess what else? Unfunded liabilities. Because as government grows, it not only hires more people, all these people get offered health care and nice, big, cushy retirement. So after 20 years, you get to retire. And you get a government pension. Was it 20 years, 30 years? I don't remember what it is. But you get a government retirement until you die. So if you retire at, let's say, you start your career at 22 and you work in the government for 20 years. Let's say you work 25, 30, whatever the case may be. Let's say you work 30 years. Now you're 50 years old. Life expectancy for most is, 80 to 100 years old? Let's just say 80. Let's lowball it. That's 30 years the government's paying you to do nothing. You did your time. You earned your retirement. But they've had to hire somebody else to do your job. So they're paying somebody else to do your job because you're retired. It doesn't stop. And at a time now, with all of this economics is going on, pay attention to the economics, because it doesn't stop, they're now offering illegal aliens $450,000. It's unsustainable. There's no way it will work. And the only way, their only saving, or their only attempt at a Hail Mary government, because these are not smart people running the show. These are not people who say, oh, basic economics tells me if I borrow $30 trillion, it's going to be unsustainable. They don't think that. They're thinking in terms of borrowing, printing, whatever the case may be, stick it in the bank. Now they stick it in their checking account, spend it to be able to make people happy so they'll keep voting for them, because, you know, this congressman needed a bridge, this group of citizens needs, you know, special favors or special needs, whatever the case. I don't mean special needs handicapped children. I mean the ideological groups that get money, for instance, like the global warming activists. They're, oh, global warming, let's tax the rich so we can pay for renewable energy projects. Meanwhile, these same elected officials are flying all over the world in their private jets. I get they got to get there to plan it. But if they convince enough people
to see what they have,
that, and if they convince enough people of what, that they're going to fix the global warming situation because you're taxing them, it's a Ponzi scheme. It's all going to crash down. And once it crashes down, they're going to have to come after the citizens for more money or sell assets to foreign countries. Oh, they're already doing that. Sell more assets to foreign countries or sell our oil reserves to foreign countries, whatever we might have, because once it's unsustainable, it gets to a point where they can't even have a position anymore. After the break, we're going to talk about more of this. Stay tuned here with me, William Wallace for America.
PDW Solutions has everything you need for your Second Amendment needs. Personal defense, training, concealed carry, and so much more for your personal and home security needs. To see what they have, visit them online or make an appointment to visit their store in person. PDW Solutions is on Facebook at PDW Solutions LLC or on the web at pdwsolutions.com. They aren't politically correct, so you may get an opinion on how they really feel about gun control. And their inventory shows they support the rights of the individual to keep and bear arms.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. When I'm on stage performing, it takes a team of talented people from all walks of life to make the show a success. I couldn't do it without everyone's help. When we embrace diverse backgrounds and work together as one, there's no challenge or problem too big to overcome. Our strength lies in our diversity.
This public service message has been brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
PDW Solutions has everything you need for your Second Amendment needs. Personal defense, training, concealed carry, and so much more for your personal and home security needs. To see what they have, visit them online or make an appointment to visit their store in person. PDW Solutions is on Facebook at PDW Solutions LLC or on the web at pdwsolutions.com. They aren't politically correct, so you may get an opinion on how they really feel about gun control. And their inventory shows they support the rights of the individual to keep and bear arms. Double M Feed in Harahan has everything you need for your garden. And not just for maintenance, but what you will need to create the perfect garden for your home or vegetable garden. They have pet supplies, livestock feed, and they have the expertise that's needed for lawn, garden, and pest control. Go there to shop or just to get some great ideas for future needs. And they are full service, so don't worry about the heavy stuff. They are at 8400 Jefferson Highway in Harahan or call them at 504-738-5007.
Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner, because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trey Ball has had ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trey Ball Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to William Wallace for America here in the WGSO 990 AM studios. You know, I almost hate talking common sense. I almost absolutely hate talking about money and how the right way to do it is. Not because I really hate talking about it, but because I know that a lot of people get it, understand it, listen to it, and understand it. However, the people that don't get it aren't listening. They're not paying attention. They don't care, because they're the ones who are thinking ideologically, and they just don't care. They just simply don't care, as long as their ideologies are met, as long as their needs are met. And many people who do care don't have the time. They simply don't have the time. They're busy with the kids. They're busy with soccer. They're busy with, you know, everything else other than politics, because they think, you know, their vote doesn't matter. They don't care. You know, their vote doesn't matter. Why worry about, you know, getting there to the voting polls to vote? Well, I'm going to tell you why it's important to vote. If you don't vote, your identity will get stolen, because somebody's going to vote for you. They're going to use either a mail-in ballot, or they're going to use a way to make sure that they use your vote. Because when they see somebody who's not voting, that's how those votes get stolen. Because when somebody is not a chronic voter and they're not voting, the ballot harvesters use, that's the votes the ballot harvesters use. Now, even more so, when you don't vote, let's just say you're right. Your vote doesn't matter. Your vote does not matter at all. So why vote, right? Because it doesn't count. Because the elections are rigged, or whatever the case may be. I'll tell you why it does matter. Because they're paying attention. They're watching who's paying attention. Who's voting. And because they watch how many people vote, they know what they can get away with. Furthermore, they're watching the issues. So if you're voting against a certain issue or for a certain issue, they know how many people care about it. They know how many people aren't paying attention. They know how many people are going to the polls. That is why today they're getting away with more than they ever used to, because more people are becoming complacent. Well, let me back off of that. Up to now, more people have become complacent. More people are starting to wake up. And I'll back off a little bit. I'll back up and go forward a little bit here. So follow me on this. They have been getting away with this because people were complacent. And there's still a large group of our politicians, our population, that's still complacent. And that's how they really think they can get away with stuff. But more people are waking up. And that's why Virginia matters a lot, because when you look, when they're watching the polls, they're watching a state that might switch from blue to red. They're watching. Now, watch out for the ballot harvesters, but all eyes are on Virginia right now, not because they both either side really cares about who gets governed. They do. There's some of that. But because they're seeing the sentiment of the American people start to wake up, start to pay attention on a larger scale. And I'm not criticizing anybody. I get it. There's a lot of people who've been paying attention. And for those people, I'm not criticizing you. And there's a lot of people who haven't or don't or can't get involved because they got soccer, they got house, they got work, single parents, double duty. I get it. I get it. I understand. But also understand this. If we don't wake up, we don't have to be violent. We don't have to be ugly. We just got to start waving our American flags. We just got to start showing up at the polls. We just start got to, and the more active ones, call the congressmen, call the senators, write letters, show up at your council meetings, show up at your school board meetings and tell how you feel about what they're teaching our children. If you watch the news, the school board meetings are getting more and more and more attention. And that is because, of course, the issues are becoming more detrimental to our children, but they're getting national attention. And that means that they, the ones who are running the show, are paying attention. They're seeing it. Yes, there are still some of those elected officials ignoring us. They don't care how much we're paying attention. They don't care because they think they got it. Because they feel that they have such arrogance and attitude that they feel they can do what they want and get away with it. And that's why we all have to wake up, show them that we're paying attention, get to the polls and vote. We got election time. I think tomorrow and next week for some places. Get to the polls. Show them that you are waking up. Show them that you are paying attention. Show them that you care. Show them that your vote matters. And don't let anybody else take it and use it, because you get to use it. Thank you, everybody. Listen to my podcast or listen to me next week. Thank you all very much. Have a great day.
Does your company need to wear a mask to be compliant? Do you feel masks are needed to stop the spread? Or do you have a company that needs to offer protection? National Mask USA offers masks that are 100% made in the USA with a facility right here in Louisiana. Masks made in the USA offer peace of mind that they will be made reliable.